Hello and welcome to Experience Shared's Pokemon podcast starring me, Ninetales.
Ninetales, that's nice.
A.K.A. Tanner Greenring, and I am joined as always by my co-host, Fjellectabuzz.
Electabuzz.
You know him, you love him, you've had him before, certainly.
I don't know, I feel like, well, Ninetales, that definitely sounds new to me. I don't recall Fjellectabuzz, although that does have a nice ring to it. It seems like you probably have used it before.
Not on Blaine's team, but, you know, out and about in Pokemon Mansion. Electabuzz.
No. You're thinking of Power Plant.
Some of the scientists in Pokemon Mansion. The guys on the lower levels have Electabuzzes.
Yeah.
AKA Joshua Fjellstead. And we're joined for the first time this week by Rapidan.
I like that. Okay.
Rapidash.
AKA Daniel Golson.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you prefer Daniel, right?
I do prefer Daniel, yes. Thank you for asking.
Sorry, Rapidaniel.
Bugcatchers, Daniel is a freelance automotive journalist who previously worked for CNET Cars and Car and Driver, and his reviews and writings have been featured on The Verge, Motor One, Jalopnik, and many more.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's not only a fan of cars, but also Pokemon in our show.
My son is a subscriber to Car and Driver and Road and Track. They're a package deal now. We love it.
I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I haven't been there for a while, but it was very cool to get the first issue of the magazine that like had my name in the masthead. That was a very cool feeling looking back as like my little kid self, you know?
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I was telling Tanner that there was a Touch a Truck event on my street in Brooklyn.
When you live in the burbs, you can touch a truck wherever you want, Josh.
Well, I'm jealous of that.
You can just like drive to like Walmart and touch a truck, you know?
But then this one was like garbage trucks and like fire trucks. I was like, I wanted something exotic like a dump truck or, you know, something.
Yeah.
Bulldozer.
Yeah.
I'd like to touch that.
Sounds like you're ready to leave the city.
I could touch a garbage truck any day of the week in this town.
Daniel, welcome to the show.
Yeah. You review, I think, not garbage trucks, probably, for the most part.
No, I would love to review a garbage truck. If anyone is listening that works at a company that makes them, I would love to do that. But I focus on regular vehicles that regular people buy and use.
Yeah, your feed on Twitter, I suppose Instagram as well, but I've gotten bad at Instagram and I'm just going down with the ship on Twitter, is very fun.
Are you paying for the check? They took away my check today.
Oh, absolutely.
Good riddance. It was like an albatross off my neck.
Oh, welcome back down to the dirt with people like me who have never even had one.
No.
I do have the blue check on Instagram, which I got before they started letting people pay for it like a few weeks ago.
Oh, they're doing that too?
So I'm very happy about that. Yeah.
I don't know how to turn
it's
that
like
off.
It's like a meta verification thing.
Yeah, I have it on Facebook too. But
oh, wow.
I never asked for any of this. Just such an influential man that people were giving it to me.
They forced it upon you.
Yeah.
Like I was going to say, your feed is great because it's kind of reignited. As a kid, I paid attention. I actually had a Car and Driver subscription for a while and I paid attention to cars. Like I had a Aston Martin V12 Vanquish was my favorite, a poster and like a Porsche 911, I think, posters.
Cool.
And then I sort of fell out like when I went to college and also didn't have any money for any kind of car like that. But it's kind of reignited like, the cars that you cover and the cars that you picture are exquisite.
Thank you.
In particular, you really admire Mercedes, right?
Yeah, that's my favorite brand. I also own one, but I try to enjoy everything from like the cheapest, smallest cars to like the craziest supercars. I feel like a real car enthusiast can find something to appreciate or enjoy about not anything, but most things. Because, you know, there are some bad cars, but like I've driven cheap Hyundais and had a great time, you know?
We should have had you on for Scarlet Violet, the only Pokemon game that has Pokemon cars in it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that game has the like the line that's the engine and it gets progressively kind of crazier. And I tried using it and I hated using that Pokemon out because I think it's like steel poison type and it just sucks.
Weird.
We're not allowed to touch the game.
No. Every time we ask, the bug catchers slap our hands away from the latest
like,
game.
Stay with the order.
Yeah. And you just got a car delivered, right before this.
What kind of car did you get delivered?
The 2024 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300, which I have for the weekend for their like first drive of it.
Wow. Can I ask you about my car? Just like a first impressions, you know?
If you would like me to be honest, yes.
2013 Nissan Leaf gets about 70 miles on a full charge.
Leaf is great.
Okay, great.
If the Leaf works for your life, especially a first gen Leaf like that, they are so cheap right now because nobody wants them.
Oh, I'll take 10 more. They're great.
Yeah. No, that's
so it's
fine.
Like a collector's car.
That I don't know about.
Yeah, so it sounds like the opposite. Oh, we should talk about Pokemon.
Yeah, we should talk about Pokemon.
Everyone knows Dorito Doug. Everyone knows Caprica 6. Two more compatible characters in one season of Pokemon, I couldn't imagine. But tell us about your guy and your journey through...
Kanto.
What game are you on?
I'm on Let's Go Eevee.
Okay.
I'm playing as myself, as Daniel. I am not personally the kind of person that names their Pokemon normally.
More of an anime style.
I only ever really do it if I'm doing like a Nuzlocke or something like that.
Yeah, or an experience lock.
Yes, or an experience lock. And for this one, because I knew that I'd be catching a lot and probably going through a lot of Pokemon, I was like, I need to pick something where I'm not going to run out of names. And so I have named all of my Pokemon after different pasta shapes.
Oh, perfect.
That's fun.
Yeah. And so because there's a Wikipedia page that is a list of pasta shapes, and there's, I want to say, like 3 million on there. And so that's been really fun so far.
Had you just called him like Pasta Pete or something, it feels like he and Dorito Doug could have really like, you know, had something.
Yeah, definitely.
Just sort of like traveling the world, like collecting all this food.
And I do love Doritos, and I have seen Battlestar Galactica. So I'm pretty up to date with the themes that you guys are working on.
Target
with.
Demo.
Perfect. Yeah. We didn't even set that up. We just wanted to have you on in general. And also respete for actually playing EXP Lock.
Yes. I have been playing it. It's been fun. I mean, I enjoy doing Nuzlockes. And with this one, I've really been trying to take it seriously. I will say, definitely some mayor cheat going on accidentally, where like, you know, I'm playing at night in bed while I'm watching TV or something, and I forget that I have to not let Pokemon die. And so things are just dying because I'm going through the motions and like not paying attention. Being like, oh, well, I gotta zap back in my save or something because I was cheating and I need to make up for it. And I have lost quite a few Pokemon in my real paying attention playing as well.
And wow. Have you penned any epitaphs, eulogies for any of them?
No. And luckily, I did not lose anybody this week, so you will not hear me saying, which I was very scared.
Who do you
about.
Miss the most?
I really miss my Dugtrio.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Oh, Dugtrio is such a hit run through.
He was really, really good.
They will die on you, though. High maintenance.
What was his pasta name?
He was Pacheri. I think that's how you say it. I'm not going to try and attempt any Italian pronunciations here. But Archer's Golbat got him.
Oh,
that sucks.
That's
and
rough.
Then I had a Venomoth that was killed by a Kangaskhan because that was one of my sweeties. And I was really sad to have lost my Venomoth.
I love Venomoth. I think I alluded to that in one of these episodes where I was like, if I had not been role-playing as much as I am, like Venomoth, I would have made an exception for.
I think
it's underappreciated.
I also just have to say, like, this is a very kind of amazing full circle moment for my life because I have been such a Pokemon fiend pretty much my whole life. I think the trading card game, the TV show, and Red and Blue all came out within a few months of each other in like the fall, winter of 1998,
right?
Which I was 5 years old. So I was like the Pokemon age, and it was immediate obsession. And that has never wavered. Like that's the same with a lot of my friends too. Like we were Pokemon obsessed and that has never stopped. So getting to come on and do something like this is very exciting.
Oh, thanks so much.
What are the highlights of your journey so far?
I had bought Let's Go when they first came out. And I played through maybe like the first gym or two. And I was kind of annoyed by the catching mechanic. And I was like, I've played these games so many times. I'm not super interested.
Right.
And I fell off. But I have to say, I've been really enjoying it. I think the graphics are great. The music is great.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it's just the EXP lock and like the types that I got put with, but there were some routes where, man, I really struggled in this game. Like I took advantage of the rule where if you wipe out completely, you can kind of use it as like a soft reset and go back to where you had been.
Oh, yeah.
That happened to me at least a couple dozen times in some of the legs because my Pokemon were just not right. And I also, I very quickly stopped playing with the level cap rule that you guys put in for the gym leaders. I was like, I'm not.
It sucks.
That one hurts.
I'm about to run into trouble with that one, I think, on this next leg, actually. Yeah, I think we'll be making some revisions to our to the EXP lock by the end of the season. We'll issue like updated rules because we kind of did like a Greek diner in terms of there's too many menu options and some of them are duds. I think I would maintain level check as an option, but it's brutal.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's like advanced mode.
Yeah.
But it has definitely made this game better, I think. This was a good one to like try out something. It's made it a lot harder. And I do feel like I'm similarly enjoying the environments and the music a lot more.
I would have breezed through this game not playing with any of these rules. Like even if it was like not a Nuzlocke, but I was still restricted to the types that I have, like it would have been a complete wipe for everybody else.
The candy thing is completely broken too, because like you just have to like catch a bunch of Pokemon and then you can like completely jack up any Pokemon stats.
Yeah.
And the exact ones that you want too. It's insane.
You haven't revealed your types yet. And I could go to the chart and refer to DG, but I'm instead going to try to Sherlock it out because you said you lost a Dugtrio and you said you lost a Venomoth.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Venomoth was a Sweetie and the Dugtrio was a Barfy.
Oh, God. I guess I'm just going to have to go consult the chart.
I'm playing with Psychic and Ice types.
Ooh.
Very, very cool.
Very cool. Oh,
you don't get many of those until later in the game.
That's why I chose this episode. Because like half of my list of eligible Pokemon I couldn't get until the Seafoam Islands. And when I was listening to this week's episode, when you guys were talking about like if the different levels of cave count.
I tried my best.
You can't get it all, Tanner.
I've always played with Nuzlockes that each level of a zone like counts as a different catch encounter. So like 1F, B1F, B2F, like I was catching one Pokemon in each of those, which definitely helped.
I think that is historically what we've done. But in particular with how the rules court has been like a little crooked in previous episodes.
It was kind of crooked because someone doesn't know how to hold up
this
their
King
end of the deal.
Quirk.
He's making these soft rules that are easily exploitable.
Well, there's that's where I mean, I also I'll admit that like I thought that repeat roots thing was like a more common modification. I don't know where that got into my head. So like I doff my cap in shame. And I'm not even using the Pokemon that I had planned to be exploiting that rule with, even though we did say that it's technically legal because it was banned later. But I realized that was a mistake, and that's not actually common as a Nuzlocke variation at all.
I've been playing with my Psychic and Ice types, and then I've done the Sweetie Sanctions and the Barfy Burdens. But that's about all the rules that I've been playing with. So I haven't been doing the trainer banger claws or other things like that. I wanted to kind of keep my list of Pokemon pretty limited to try to use mons that I have not really played with in these games before.
Yeah.
Which has been both fun and really annoying.
I'm also feeling the fact that there's only 151 Pokemon in this game. Like once you're back in Gen 1 after making it through 6 whole gens of Pokemon, you're like, wow, this is very few Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh,
especially if you're limiting yourself this much.
Like, I feel bad for the people that have dragon or ghost types because there's one of each that you can get.
Well, should have had a more common name.
In that case, I would be playing it where whatever it is, Sweeties or Barfies, is that you kind of bring in like, okay, Charizard, Gyarados, or you make Lance your trainer banger.
Yeah.
And Agatha, right? She's in this one too.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could make it gimmicky where you're basically emulating like the Elite Four, but it would still be tough. I mean, a lot of them are still late game.
It's true. Let's begin where we left off last week, and now we've got a new companion with us, Daniel. We've just smashed Sabrina into oblivion, burned down Saffron on our way out.
Wow.
And we're headed back down what was once...
I didn't know. Dorito.
The mean, gritty streets of...
Dorito Doug's got a mean streak to him.
Well, because we're going...
Caprica 6, sure.
I think we got to, like, toughen up a little bit. This is Cycling Road we're talking about, you know?
Well, and we did destroy Giovanni.
That's true. Yeah, you kind of, like, Saffron needed a hard reset. Like, that town was so corrupt. That underbelly, it was just the belly, you know?
Well, I got bad news for you, gents, because we're going to have to go down Cycling Road without a cycle, because we haven't been given one this game yet. And that makes it even more dangerous.
Whew.
So here we go. Here we are on Cycling Road. Oh, wait, it's not called Cycling Road anymore. Now it's called Route 17.
Well, somebody, I think one of the guardsmen calls it Pokemon Road. Come on.
It's like calling something Animal Road. It means nothing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a park now. It's just a little Pokemon grotto that you can walk through. The trainers all here have their sort of like signature Pokemon as a like companion out with them.
That part is festive. I do like that. I hate that we don't get running shoes or bikes at all, and that you have to have a ride Pokemon. Like, not everybody has a ride Pokemon all the time.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I do too.
That's why I should have gotten Persian.
I've had quite a few in this game. The Persian was great because it ran really fast. Sadly, my Persian also perished a few legs ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But if you have a Starmie, you literally like climb on the back of Starmie as it floats around quickly.
Oh,
wait, some of them go fast and some of them go slow?
Yeah.
I can be riding around on Starmie? That's great. Oh my God, because it's Base Star and I'm Caprica 6. That's perfect.
Kangaskhan is so slow and I just thought it was my head because it was big.
Look at me riding on my...
Oh, on my... I love that.
Oh, it's so gross. Why wouldn't you ride it like a surfboard? Maybe that's demoralizing to the...
Doesn't it probably like see out of that gym?
Yeah, no, my riding my Starmie has been great.
Thanks for the tip. Yeah, that's what I will be doing as well now.
What can I ride? Lapras? It's going to be slow.
Yeah, on the land with those little tiny flippers.
Rapidash. Let me try Rapidash.
Rapidash has to be a ride Pokemon, right?
It's got
fire all over its back.
I did appreciate, because we did talk about the music, Pokemon Road at least retains the Cycling Road, like the banging, like biking original soundtrack, but remastered. I love that track.
Yeah, some of these, like, these original OST remasters are really good.
Yeah, I would say most of them. Like the which I think we included in the last episode, too, but the Silph-Co, like, Rocket Hideout is great, too.
It's so great! You kidding me?
Whoa! Oh, yeah!
Look at Dorito Doug!
Wow.
Let's see you gallop. Oh, wow. Rapidash.
Yes!
I mean, that's a rapid dash, I would say. Yeah.
This thing cooks too. We're flying down the avenues of Cinnabar. Oh,
we solved that problem. Thanks, Daniel.
Starmie though, I don't know if it works with Pokemon in the water. Like Starmie doesn't. I don't ride it in the water. I still am on my surfboard with Eevee.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a little lazy.
Yeah.
The surfboard.
I have a flying machine. What do you mean? You just fly over this water.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course. That's probably the root of the issue.
Now that we're down here in Route 19, though, we're back on the kind of cape, and we need to go swimming. It's a water route, our most dreaded route, and apparently the most dreaded route of, like, everyone in this game. It's like a...
Oh, my God.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, Route 19. I was very concerned about the livelihood of multiple people on here. Like, Beauty Connie says that she swam out there with her friends and she's tired. And then there's an ominous, like, ellipses after it. And it's like, is she going to drown? Like, Swimmer Douglas, I wrote down, says, what's beyond the horizon? And it's like, is he suffocating? Does he have hypothermia? Like, is it cold? Is this tropical? Like, is he moments from death? Like, what's our obligation? Are we supposed to rescue these people? Are they fine?
No, I think that you just leave them be.
I put something in the chat.
Uh-oh.
It's something I played years ago. It was from 2014 was when it was last up. And it's like a little Flash game.
Fortunately, not a Fur Affinity Link.
No.
I was nervous.
But it's like a drowning simulator.
a drowning simulator.
It's like a drowning simulator. Yeah, and you have to tap the space bar to try to not drown. And it's all like incredibly realistic and like very scary.
This is a nightmare. And if I recall correctly, Tanner, I think you sent it to me when we worked at Major Media Company also.
Yeah, New York Review of Books.
I hate this.
These people are all dead. These are all ghosts. Because I know from this drowning simulator that like if you get knocked off a boat without a life vest and you're trying to like just tread water out there, you can only do it for like a few minutes.
Yeah, like
before you start to go
Beauty
under.
Beauty Connie, like she would have been toast 5 minutes in.
I think these are all dead.
They're
people.
All just in like bikinis with nothing. Like they have no floaties. They have
yeah.
I mean, maybe they have their water Pokemon, I guess. But after me and my pasta team came through here, all of their Pokemon were completely
yeah, not
dead.
Anymore.
I don't think I got hit a single time on either of these water routes.
Oh, same. And there's multiple people, at least one, who comments about being jealous of the surfboard. And it's like, if I win, can I have that? Because, like, I'm going to die.
And they're in, like, deep ocean with currents and, like, all these huge rocks and
stinging
stuff. Like,
tentacles.
They're not just at the beach. Yeah, the tentacles are in the overworld. They're huge.
Yeah, they're massive.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is Trainer Danger level, but I really did not like that the male swimmers have, like, snot droplets coming out of their nose. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that happens to me when I go swimming, though.
It's gross.
I do get really snotty.
I feel like this is a Trainer Danger for a variety of reasons. It's like the route 19 and 20 is Trainer Danger. Like literally trainers should not be here. It's like one of those don't go swimming signs. Like
yeah.
Literally get out of here.
We had one of those growing up in the foothills. Of the Rocky Mountains, there was a canal that cut under the mountain and like outlet down by the inlet.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm tracking.
Confusingly, of the reservoir. And kayakers used to try to get through it all the time. It's like a mile underground.
That's a real gauntlet.
This canal of like pitch black. And they finally had to put a sign up at the top that was like, stop going through here. You will die. Because people kept dying.
Jesus.
Route 19 did have my sweetie for the week.
Ooh.
Which is swimmer Reese's Dratini.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good looking Pokemon.
Dratini is just so cute in this game. I mean, Dratini is always cute, but especially with this really nice animation, like just such a little sweetie.
Those big eyes you can get lost in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really slick.
I think at some point I probably mistakenly put Dragonite on a Barfy list, but I think it was a mistake. I think the entire line is beautiful.
Yeah, I think you did do that for some reason. That was pretty misguided.
Like, I don't know, just like belligerence, you know?
The Gen 1 sprite is a little bit iffy. Even in Gen 2, he's a little bit weird looking.
Oh, yeah. Dragonite looks so much meaner than it really is.
He's like waving in his original like watercolor art. He's like a big friendly dragon.
Yeah. And he gets.
I don't know why they've made it mean.
Starting with Gen 3 in particular, they steer into the kind of jaunty nature of it. But yeah, good choice. Good sweetie.
Yeah, that is a good sweetie. I hope you've brought a Barfy, too.
Oh, I have a Barfy on the next water route.
Seafoam Islands, welcome. As you all know, I went here last week, caught a shelter, and it died.
R.I.P.
immediately. So I'm locked out of the one viable place I can get one of the two types I'm allowed.
Yeah, well, that's a shame. But you've got those three or four other repeat route Pokemon, so you'll be okay.
Yeah.
I'm not too concerned.
Not too worried. But this must be a fertile playground for you too as well, Daniel.
Yeah, I was really excited because Pokemon like Shellder and Seal and Jinx, I have not been able to get before this because, you know, I didn't mare cheat and go ahead early on the previous leg.
It's not mare cheating if it's just unlocked.
Thank you.
But I caught these Pokemon. I started training them up to get some of them evolved and try out which ones I liked. And turns out I didn't really like playing with almost any of them.
Which ones did you try out?
Like the Cloyster just kind of, I don't know, it didn't really excite me. Dewgong is pretty good, but I'm just not really feeling Dewgong's spot on my team. Mm-hmm. The Jinx is pretty interesting, but like, do I want to have a Jinx on my team? I don't know.
Like, yeah,
I don't know about that.
Get canceled.
Yeah.
It's not worth the cancellation.
Yeah.
The Jinx is back to being pretty bad in this game. Like, now that it's, like, fully made the jump to 3D, it's like, ugh, this is, this is bad.
It's still in the category of, like, Mr. Mime. Like,
yeah.
Oh, get it off the screen.
Mr. Mime in this game is absolutely, the way that it runs at you is so scary. Because I thought, I was like, should
it's like it.
I was like, should I have a Mr. Mime on my team? It is psychic type. I said, absolutely not. I can't even look at it.
No.
I always have my like galaxy brain like hope of Detective Pikachu becoming an extended universe, but they just do like every movie is some other sideshow. A Mr. Mime like slasher would be pretty good. Like it parody. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of the like the original Pokemon TV show, Ash's mom has a Mr. Mime that like lives on their house and is like,
oh, yeah, they fucked
the maid basically. So this mime is always in the house doing chores, but never doing them well.
Yeah.
And it was always, even as a little kid, I was like, this is weird. I don't like this.
There's like something problematic, and it's either like something with indentured servitude or slavery or like something sexual.
Definitely sexual.
It's like the original fur affinity admin.
Well, because Ash doesn't have a dad.
Probably was started it because of that episode.
Yeah, he does. It's Mr. Mime.
Well, that's his new dad.
I saw that in, which I haven't watched yet because I'm, judge me, I guess if you must, but I'm watching the final season once it's dubbed. Of the anime, but I saw that there's a scene when Ash wins at the championship where his mom and Professor Oak are like watching it on TV and eating dinner. Like there's something weird with the whole Professor Oak, Ash's mom, Mr. Mime.
I don't think it's our place to speculate.
No really. Dad in the picture, quote unquote. What's happening?
I don't think this conversation needs our voices, you know? Okay. I think as long as they're happy together.
Yeah.
I don't care what she and Mr. Mime do. You know,
I just don't want to know about it.
Yeah, that's right. It's behind closed doors. You know, that's fine.
Did you end up taking away anything from Seafoam Islands, Daniel?
Yeah, I really enjoyed Seafoam Islands. I think cave routes in Pokemon games, as long as there's no Zubat super prominent, I feel like I always enjoy them.
Yeah.
And I thought in this game, it looks really beautiful. The music was great, as we were saying. I think all the music on this leg was really good. One thing that was annoying with Seafoam Islands, it has like the block puzzles where you have to shove the rocks down into the holes.
Yeah.
And I kept falling into the holes myself and having to go like Me back too. Up the ladders. And it was over and over and over I was doing that. And it was kind of frustrating.
You're playing on a Pokeball too?
No, I'm playing on my Switch.
Because I kept doing that too.
For some reason, I had it in my head. I was like, oh, sometimes you actually need to fall through the holes. And I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm just like losing my senses a little bit, but it felt a lot easier than maybe I've done it four times and I'm just like used to it now, you know. But like I do remember kind of having to fall through strategically and like cut through like current strategically that. But this one I just sort of like easily pushed everything down the holes and went down a level and there it was. I could just push it again and it just like, and then suddenly everything was blocked.
Well, it probably is dumbed down now that I think about it, because they dumbed down Silphco with how easily you can find the card key.
Or maybe we're just like leet, you know?
Yeah, it could be.
Or that, yeah.
That's a possibility.
Played a lot of these Pokemon games.
Can I say Joshy / Sixies Sweetie was here?
Ooh, tell me.
Which Daniel already mentioned, Dewgong.
Did you catch this thing?
I was hoping so. I was hoping to get a seal, and they're relatively common. But unfortunately, a Slowbro was the first Pokemon I saw as soon as I stepped foot in this place. And I had to catch that because it's psychic.
Oh, it's psychic.
But I don't need a water psychic with my Starmie. So I have like a backup, I guess. I can't really complain about a Slowbro. But although Dewgong, I guess, isn't that useful, at least in matchups against you.
Yeah.
But I just like the look of it.
Is that the one that evolves into Walrein in Gen 2?
No. Dewgong's the end of it.
Oh.
Surprising they haven't done more with that at this point.
Which Hoofa evolves into Walrein?
Seal.
That's right.
I would love to see like a Mega Evo of Dewgong.
Yeah. Me too.
Dewgong is very pretty in this game. Very, very beautiful.
Yeah, and that's Capricorn 6's thing, is either like strength or beauty. So that's why it was on the
on the list, but unfortunately, I will not be able to run one.
There's not a lot of talent down here in Seafoam Island. We just kind of have to push these blocks around and find our way back up.
Yeah, the only other one I thought was good was the previously mentioned Coach Trainers are a banger.
Oh, yeah.
Trainer banger. But I love Coach Trainer Yass.
What a good name,
who
too.
Who slays with the three evolutions. That was nice.
Nothing not to like.
Yeah. But other than that, I cannot remember anyone in here. I mean, it's pretty sparse. It's mostly a puzzle. And then Articuno, which I can't do anything with.
You are allowed to have ice type. You said you haven't taken advantage of a lot of the rules, but are you taking advantage of Josh's favorite Pokemon is Mewtwo Claws to catch this Articuno?
Oh, yeah.
No. Articuno, I think, is my favorite of the three, but I didn't really have a spot on my team for Articuno, at least not a spot that like I thought I would have given up something in favor of that.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorite Pokemon is already on my team just through my Sweetie Claws anyway. So you'll find out in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Josh, tell me if you caught Articuno after this break.
Okay.
That was just like, I set you up. You should have seen that one coming.
Yeah.
That's really nice to experience in person, I have to say.
Yeah, I wish I'd been more on the ball for having a guest on here.
I'm surprised Josh never catches it. I mean, he often catches it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Joshua. Welcome back, Daniel. Welcome back, Bug Catchers, to Experience Share. We are catching Articuno. Josh, you have no business with this bird.
No.
Did you take it on?
I took it on. I mean, I was playing this. If you want to drag me into rules court, fine. Mm-hmm. But in a normal Nuzlocke, I would be able to fight the legendaries and then knock them out. So to me, that means I can fight it and catch it to get the EXP, but then grind it up.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I did that.
You can catch anything to grind it up into candy, I think. And we'll say that I did that too.
Am I going to have to drag you to rules court?
No, it's not. It's like more of a heartwarming than criminal, I think.
I'll see you in court.
I mean, go into rules court if you want. This is a really good, you're going to have egg on your face. Because I was playing Pokemon with my four-year-old son, Joshua.
Uh-huh.
We were really bonding over it. And he was really learning a lot about Pokemon. And he said, "What's that big bird?" And I said, "That's Articuno." And he said, "Can you have that on your team?" And I said, "Yeah." And I caught it for him. And then I showed him how the bird works by using it to fight some of the trainers on Route 19.
Okay.
But really, that's just penalizing myself because I'm putting experience into this bird that I'm never going to use.
Okay. I'm not going to take you to court for that.
Okay.
And Daniel, you did not use the Josh's favorite Pokemon is Mewtwo. So did you fight it or let it live?
No, I just let it down there.
That's nice.
Well,
keep hanging out.
It's respectful.
That is respectful. Never would have crossed my mind. It would have been like, that's going to be a big piece of candy.
Yeah, it was like, that's got to be like 4 or 5,000 EXP.
Yeah.
I got to have that.
That's true. I didn't really think about that. But I also, as I said, like, I'm not playing with a level cap or anything either. So I didn't really need the extra EXP for this one.
Nor did we, I think.
When we get to the level check, you'll see that I may regret doing such things as fighting that Articuno.
We are out on the other side of Seafoam Islands. There's one way in and one way out, and we've found our way out onto Route 20. There's some more desperate, like, desperate people out here.
They need help.
Clinging to life, clinging to the rocks.
They're on sandbars.
Yeah.
Picnicker Missy's, like, stranded on the sandbar, complaining about how she swam out here and how it wasn't easy.
Well,
she's stuck.
What do you want me to do?
The bird keepers whose birds are too tuckered out to fly them back.
I'm Dorito Doug. Like, I can do nothing for you, you know?
I mean, did they?
And then I sail off on my Lapras. huge Lapras.
It's basically Miami. I mean, I've been to some parties in Miami where like you take your boat out to these sandbars and you can just stay there and party for a while, but you
have like international waters.
No, because it's like still in the city. It's not super far out, but you still have to be off by a certain time to like make it back to the mainland safely.
Oh, sure.
And so maybe that's what these people, maybe they were having like a rave or something and they all just got stranded.
I mean, I'll tell the next Officer May I see or whatever her name is.
Jenny. Yeah.
Is Officer there Jenny.
A Coast Guard in Kanto?
But like, I don't know what they expect me to do.
I don't know if there is a Coast Guard. I think in the anime, there's like a Pokemon Coast Guard, but I don't know if there is ever in the games.
Yeah. It's no one as iconic as Nurse Joy or Officer Jenny. I don't know who it is.
I did have my You Make Me Barf Pokemon on this route, and I had to encounter it multiple times because multiple trainers had it.
Okay.
Which is Gyarados.
Yeah, pretty yucky.
That was one of my barfies too on this game.
The nostrils on Gyarados are so gross. It's just these like flared nostrils, and it's when you're fighting it, it's like it's staring straight at you. It's really upsetting and too big and too gross.
How does it fly?
You know, it was really the Mega Evolution for Gyarados that I think really set me over the edge when it just went back to being like a big fish. And I was just like, I don't want anything to do with this. I don't care how strong it is and how early in the game you can get it. I agree.
Why isn't it a dragon? There's a lot of issues.
Well, and it can't even learn fly.
I'm watching it fly.
Yeah, and it floats mysteriously. Yeah, I'm troubled by Gyarados.
Cinnabar!
Especially because I don't mind dying.
Island! Here we are. My memory of these games, you think playing through Kanto so many times I would know it so well, but the lore sort of gets a little confused because last time I think we were in Cinnabar, it was a smoking volcano, right?
That's in Gen 2, yeah.
Okay.
That's why.
And that's sort of like what caused the sort of like economic downturn of Kanto, right? Cinnabar volcano going off.
A big part of it. Yeah.
But these are headier days. The volcano is dormant. There's a thriving town here, a sophisticated Pokemon fossil research lab where they can unscramble any fossils you might have. If you've decided to keep any.
Yeah. If you didn't sell them in the black market. I did. I resurrected.
Oh.
I did too.
Oh. Are they currently on your teams?
Oh, yeah.
It might be.
All right. Then I can't wait to hear about it and level check. But I think we have to go dive into the Pokemon Mansion. Well, we literally have to because there's a fetch quest. When you try to go into the gym here, you need to find a key. And the key is on the bottom level of the Pokemon Mansion.
And there's a lot of people in there. There's a lot of stuff going on in the mansion.
Yeah, this has always been, I mean, for a couple of reasons, obviously. I've always loved Pokemon Mansion, even when it was 2D and grayscale, and it looks great now.
Yeah.
This is like what, I mean, probably my favorite, tile set, I guess, in this game so far, at least.
Yeah, it looked great.
All the little books and the doodads, the statues with the flashing eyes. I love the robber or thief trainer or whatever.
I can't make heads or tails of its sprite.
Oh, the burglars are my trainer danger. They're so upsetting. And they had them in, Blaine has a bunch in his gym too. Like they're just real, because it's not a traditional kind of cartoony striped shirt burglar. Like they have a striped shirt, but they look like a clown kind of. It's like a scary robber clown.
They kind of look like the Hamburglar.
It's got like weird like makeup on its face. It's sort of like a big Homer Simpson like stubble patch.
Yeah.
And like a weird hat.
Yeah.
It's like a newsboy hat. Oh, he doesn't have a striped shirt. He has striped pants and then like a Letterman jacket and big sunglasses.
You lettered in stealing.
Yeah, really weird.
The best part about Pokemon Mansion is it's got this rich sort of like side mission where you have to discover the story of Mew and Mewtwo.
Yeah.
I had my Mew with me at the time.
Oh, I'm so interested to hear about this because I had my Mewtwo out to see if there would be any interesting interactions.
I didn't have Mew out, but I think I had it in my party. Did Mewtwo like react to the environment?
Yes.
Oh.
Not as much as I would have hoped because you read its whole origin story.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it's probably smart enough. It can read.
It can speak in English.
It can communicate in your language telepathically. Right.
Yeah.
But the only one you get is way at the depths of the Pokemon Mansion when you actually, they've animated now the
tube that Mewtwo was born into.
Right.
And when you go up to it, the Mewtwo, if you have it out of the Pokeball, like glides directly up to the tube and then goes, and then the little, with an exclamation mark over its head. And then it says, Mewtwo is staring ahead at the large machine, like dot, 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 like ponderously. You know,
you've dragged him back. This is probably very traumatic for him.
But that was a nice touch. I would have been upset if they didn't have any kind of an Easter egg like that. Although I wish there were more, like around the diary of Mewtwo's birth, for example, February 6th.
There's a lot of Magmars walking around this place.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Those are pretty gross. Those haven't made the leap to 3D very well.
No, it hasn't been good to them. Did you pick one up?
Yeah. Kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, of course.
First thing I caught in here.
Pointless unless you can get Magmortar, which I've enjoyed.
That's one of the worst parts about going back to this game. It's just like the locked out access to the final forms of all these like Pokemon, where it finally like turns into a good Pokemon.
Magmar on its own is trash.
Yeah.
I did catch my second shiny of this game in Pokemon Mansion.
Jesus Christ.
What? Because I caught a shiny Kingler a couple legs ago.
Were you hunting for it?
No, it just popped up.
Ridiculous.
And were you on catch combos at least?
No.
Why are we so unblessed with this?
I don't know. I've in almost every single game of Pokemon that I've ever played, I've had at least one shiny organically.
Man.
Especially on the newer ones, like, I don't know, you guys should be getting way more.
What have we done wrong? Why
we're
are we being
I, like,
punished?
Grind out in these levels.
But here in Pokemon Mansion, I got a shiny Raticate, which I'm obviously not going to use because Raticate is garbage, but...
Disgusting.
I still have it.
Is it just green or puke green or what color?
No, it's a nice kind of like auburn red.
Oh.
But Kingler is a weird, like, Kingler looks like the kind of green grayscale from the pre-Game Boy Color games. So shiny Kingler is like a weird kind of minty green.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
We get the key at the bottom here. And then there's magically a teleporter that will just send you back out to the front door.
Yeah. Convenient.
No explanation. I was going to say no explanation offered, but there is a little boy here.
Oh, yeah.
Who will explain it to you.
Yeah. Who is that? Is that a ghost?
That's a ghost for sure.
Who knows?
Yeah, he's only there to say, did you know that if you step in this teleporter that it sends you back to the entrance? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, I probably could have figured that out. I would have been pissed because we're like pretty deep into the ruin at this point, and I got to flip all those switches again. But
I mean, in the Pokemon universe, children are just, they're never supervised. Like Ash is what, 11 years old when he leaves home. You're always on routes in these games fighting like 3-year-olds that have a full Pokemon team.
Yeah, the preschoolers.
So I think
yeah.
that like as soon as you could start walking and talking, your parents just let you do whatever you want. In the
I guess they're all protected by Pokemon, you know?
Maybe.
There's no nature versus nurture debate. In Pokemon, in Poke Earth, it's just nature. It's like, good luck, kid.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what my parents did when we moved up into the foothills. They were like, let's just get my little sister a dog. And it didn't really work. She still got into a lot of trouble. Let's head into Cinnabar Gym.
Okay.
But first, let's talk about the teams we brought in there.
Oh, finally.
Level check.
Level check. I believe we should allow the guest of honor to go first, unless we really want to build up the suspense.
No. I would love to try to spell a bunch of pasta names right now.
I've tried to name the Pokemon after a pasta that it kind of looks like, and I used up a bunch of the obscure ones on Pokemon that I caught that I knew I wasn't going to use, so these shouldn't be that difficult.
All right.
I'm playing with Psychic and Ice type. I had a list of 5 Sweeties, which I used actually almost all of in my journey, and 5 Barfies. Some of which I did not use at all, which is totally fine by me.
Mm.
So here's my team. I've got one of my Sweeties, which is Gnocchi, my Clefable.
Definitely.
Level 56. I have my one Barfy, which has been the one that I've kind of consistently used the most, at least since Dugtrio died, which is Pipe Rigate, level 50, a Golbat. I have another Sweetie, which is Orzo the Kabutops. Because I love Kabutops so much, and I never, ever use it.
Oh, yeah. Orzo also, I think, is underrated. I love Orzo.
Orzo is an incredible... If you search Orzo in my Twitter handle, there's probably at least a dozen tweets of me talking about how much I love Orzo pasta.
It's so simple and elegant. Like, you could even just put a bunch of Parmesan in there.
Baby food. It's baby Beautiful. Food for babies. And you just said the most baby food thing in the world, Joshua. Put butter
and
Parmesan
salmon
on it.
Filet.
That's great.
And then I've got Spaghetti the Jinx, level 50, because her hair kind of looks like spaghetti.
I see it.
I have Tortellini the Kadabra, who's level 53.
Oh, do you need a trade?
Yeah, I would. Before we battle, I would love a trade. I've been getting around just fine with this Kadabra in the game. But yeah, so I've got Tortellini, my Kadabra, and then I have Stell, Stelle. I don't know, the little star-shaped pasta, which is my Starmie level 52.
What do you think start the little star-shaped pastas?
Oh, yeah. Those are cute. Forgot about that.
And so I had Rigatoni, a hypno that I was using a lot of. I had Cannelloni, my dugong that I was trying out. The hypno was good, but I swapped him out for my Jinx, so we'll see how. See how that goes.
Once it turns into Hypno, you don't want that thing on your team any longer.
Oh, I think Hypno's cool.
Okay, that's fine. To each their own.
But I like big, tall men with big noses, so.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the ruff that mostly throws me off, and I think some of the background.
With the...
The Pokedex background.
Kidnapping.
Yeah. Stuff. Why don't you go next, John? Or I can go next. It's up to you.
I'll go.
Please.
Caprica 6, her latest batch of supposedly Cylons. Scar, Mewtwo, level 51.
Now someone else blew past the level cap too.
Has already been out over leveled, and now I'm fearing what Tanner was smart to. Although I guess Mewtwo would have died if I didn't make it my companion.
Mew hasn't died.
Well, right, but you know mine got KO'd by the hydro pumps.
Oh, right.
So yeah. It's like, damned if I do, damned if I don't. But now it's like, I'm going to have to box it, I think, for this next leg. I can't remember what level Giovanni's Pokemon are. So the level check thing is coming to haunt
Maybe
me.
Maybe it's 52.
I'm also intimidated by Daniel's levels as a result.
Yeah, there's no way I'm beating Daniel if it comes down to that.
Then we've got Gaius, the Pikachu, level 48. That's fine. Adama, Alakazam, level 49.
That's over-leveled.
Then I have Anders, the Growlithe, that just very slowly is leveling up.
Wow.
Level 37.
Some of them do feel like they're a little slow.
Yeah, it's so slow. Then we have Baystar, the Starmie, level 46, that I will start riding around on. And then the Newmon that I resurrected, because as I mentioned last episode, I made a couple of fossils, my Barfies, and I've chosen Aerodactyl, which is Zach Adama, because he's dead in the show. And so it's kind of like,
what?
You know, he resurrected.
Is this how I find out?
That's from the very beginning. It's Lee's brother.
I don't remember much of the show.
That's like literally in the miniseries.
Yeah. Okay. That's Aerodactyl.
So Zach is level 46.
Cool.
Yeah. It came out at level 44. So I was like, great.
Yeah. That's some of that's the nice part about some of these late game Pokemon. They're just sort of like hatched right in front of you.
Yeah.
But what is kind of a struggle is the Pokemon in this game, their move sets are a lot smaller than they would normally be. Because there's a lot of like moves that don't exist in this game and things like that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You'll find that some Pokemon have learned its last move by like level 38 or 40. So I was specifically hunting for a couple of the Pokemon that I was looking at just throughout the game, like a lower level one and not in evolved form walking around or things like that, just to get that it would have a move that I wanted it to have. Also,
I will mention, just because for our battle, I'm bringing in Starbuck, the Nidoqueen, level 46, instead of the Growlithe.
Okay.
I mean, if you think that'll help.
No, the level difference is too extreme.
Oh, I mean, it's not just the level difference. I'm feeling pretty confident about this battle, I have to say.
Yeah.
All right. Dorito Doug, Mild Salt, Kangaskhan, level 48, Beast, Nacho, Charizard, level 48. Jack 3D, Doug Trio, level 38. Now, apparently I'm the only one who can keep one of these things alive. Everyone keeps sending us like eulogies about their dead Doug Trios.
Yeah.
Zesty Cheese, Rapidash, level 48. I think I caught it at level 44. Powerful, majestic. And now I can ride it. Salsa Verde back on the team, Mew, level 48.
Respectable.
And then Cool American, Lapras. Level 48.
That's pretty nice. You got them all at the same level there.
Yeah, you find or earn a lot of rare candies in this game.
Oh, man, yeah.
I have 20, so every now and then if I'm feeling too lazy, I'll just kind of auto-level everyone up.
Why don't I throw some of those on here? Can I do that before the battle? What does that mean?
Sure, man. You just can't go past 48. Before we talk about our battle, let's talk about our battle with Blaine. It's a pretty, interesting gym.
I loved this gym. I thought it was so much
Me
fun.
Me too. Yeah, this was a great redesign where it's like a game show.
Yeah. Yeah, you're sort of the contestant on a game show and you have to answer a bunch of challenging Pokemon trivia. And if you pass, you earn a Blaine doll, which are like treasured in Cinnabar. A little girl like runs up to you and she's like, I can't wait. Like, I can't believe you got a Blaine doll. Yeah, it's like, lady, I got five of them. And if you miss the question, you have to fight a gym trainer and then you get a Blaine doll. And once you get all the Blaine dolls, you get to fight Blaine. It was a real struggle for me because I knew the answers to all the questions, but I wanted to train and grind up specifically my Lapras on these gym trainers.
I did the same.
I purposefully got all the questions wrong so that I could fight them all.
Oh, I did them all right because I couldn't hurt my pride like that. But I do have five Blaine dolls now.
You end up with them even if you...
Oh, I earned them though, you know, like...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You guys just kind of got the consolation.
The participation trophy.
Yeah.
Can I say Blaine is a trainer banger?
He was going to be my trainer banger.
Yeah.
He's really hot in this game.
Yeah, absolutely could get it. The fiery tie, like, and the scientist coat, exquisite mustache, mm-hmm. always wearing sunglasses.
He's got charisma.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like Dr. Wily to me.
Well, there's a little bit of that, but it's in a sexy way. Is that
right?
Look
at this picture of him. He's like screaming at the camera. Like, I see it in this picture, I guess.
Oh, you like being screamed at?
Well, I guess so. I didn't have any problems with him because I have a Lapras and it knows surf. And I one-hitted everything in the gym.
It was very easy. Like, his Ninetales took two hits for me, but it was a wash. Literally, it was a wash.
I figured out where surf was on Route 15. So I got that TM.
Was it a coach trainer?
It's by a coach trainer. It's on the ground.
Yeah.
So Starmie has surf now. And then I have the Aerodactyl now that has Rock Slide. So I only had to use them. So I was fine with the level cap situation.
Well, then I think there's only one thing left to do if we all breeze through Blaine. It's to defend the honor of this podcast by going on to the Link Trade system, getting Daniel a Kadabra.
Oh, yeah.
And then battling these fine specimens.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. So Kangaskhan knocked out Starmie because it has Crunch, and then it's faster than me somehow, even though they're the same level. Like, I gotta up my candy game, probably.
Probably, honestly.
And the opening move for Bugcatchers was Tanner had Mew, and I had Starmie, and he swapped it with a U-turn. Oh, we have the same outfit. The assistant. Where am I gonna get a red dress for Caprica 6? Is that not an outfit?
I think that's too, like, sexy for a Pokemon.
Can I steal it from one of those beauties? They're literally wearing her outfit. I could grab it from a Beauty Connie, who's probably, you know, her corpse is floating out on Route 19. Maybe it's in her bag or on the shore.
Watch the Kangaskhan's baby when it gets sucked into the ball.
Kangaskhan is a very good looking Pokemon in this game.
Now it's Lapras against Arcanine. Arcanine took out the Kangaskhan, but Kangaskhan's not looking... The Arcanine's not looking good, though.
Yeah, Kangaskhan was outraging on you, which took a hefty chunk of your health. You're at like a quarter.
I just feel like I can't really swap out. It's just gonna die.
Oh, Josh, I don't want to be the one to face Daniel. I'm gonna do such a poor job.
Well, but then stop it. Yeah, Lapras made quick work of Arcanine. We'll bring in Gaius the Pikachu.
I was just really happy with this game that, especially given the limited move pools, that like the TMs available to us were very, very good. So I have taken advantage of
the TM selection's
every
great.
TM, basically.
Okay, so Dugtrio came in, and then my Thunderbolt missed, so that's a swap. And now we're bringing in Aerodactyl.
Oh, well, this is not going to hit.
So that you're going to miss, too. Take that.
Everything has to be on the ground, Joshua. It's the way the move works. It's the way all three of the four of his moves work.
It's not my problem. Sounds like a whole lot of your problem.
Okay, this isn't going to work. Get out of there.
The big boy hasn't even come out.
I don't want the big boy to come out.
Well, I just don't really
see any way around it.
Oh, it's probably fast, huh?
Mew versus Mewtwo has to happen.
Oh, damn it, it is fast.
The Shadow Ball animation's so fun. It's like in Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
He knocked out my Mew. I thought I was going to be able to get a U-turn in.
No.
Josh knocked out my Mew.
Mewtwo's too fast. Now it might be curtains for you.
Yeah, now it feels like curtains for me, certainly.
Dugtrio got a sucker punch in, but I took it out with a psychic.
Yeah, you're just going to smoke me with this fucking Mewtwo, obviously.
Yeah, that's right.
Lapras is down.
Yeah, Lapras got taken out by two Thunderbolts.
This Mewtwo's just smoking me, as expected.
Well, I have a beautiful moveset. Psychic, Thunderbolt, Brick Break, Shadow Ball. Oh my god. Psychic is almost a one-hit KO on Rapidash.
I did the wrong move.
Tanner used Agility. Well, that means you'll probably get a move in.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Oh, Fire Blast. Maybe could do it. No.
Nope, not quite.
27 hit points left on Scar.
Zesty Cheese is down.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Rapidash.
I really want to try the Zesty Cheese Doritos.
Yeah, that sounds like a delight.
That sounds great.
Oh, and here comes Nacho, speaking of cheese. One Thunderbolt maybe could take out Charizard, but I'm not positive.
He's pretty beefy, though.
Oh, you made it.
I don't have any good moves to hit you with, though.
Scar goes down.
You've still got two Mon left, right?
You're not going to like what one of them is.
Ugh. Well, this doesn't help. It's Josh's OP Pokemon. Pikachu.
Pikachu's out versus Charizard. So that's it.
Josh wins the race.
All right.
Mewtwo saved my ass.
The race to get creamed by Daniel.
Yeah. All right, so we got Alakazam versus Jinx is the opener. I'm opening with Shadow Ball. Spaghetti the Jinx is down a little under half, but also has Shadow Ball and did basically the same amount of damage.
Wow, okay. It's a pretty good matchup.
But Alakazam has the edge in speed, so Jinx goes down.
Damn, RIP Jinx.
Alakazam is not in great shape, but I do get a psychic in on Golbat. Oh
wow, one hit kill.
Golbat's out.
Wow.
Alakazam on Alakazam. Yours is level 53. I'm not going to swap. I'll go down. That was a good run.
RIP.
Bringing out Arcanine.
So what's the lineup now? It's 5-5?
4-5.
4-5.
I have 5. For now.
Ooh, shit.
Psychic almost took Arcanine out. My Crunch almost took Alakazam out, but, you know, that's going to be it. The Alakazams have now each taken out two Pokemon.
Yeah.
Well, there's really only one way out of this situation.
The X Factor.
We're going to need a Shadow Ball from Mewtwo on this one.
Ooh, faster than my Alakazam.
Even two levels below, Alakazam goes down.
Damn.
Gnocchi or Fable. Yeah, see, this is the one I'm a little concerned about what to do with that. Psychic did maybe a third.
Yeah, lowered my special defense, though.
Yeah. Moonblast also did about a third to me.
Damn, this Mewtwo is so strong.
I haven't even candied it up yet.
Oh!
The special defense was curtains.
Wow, I'm getting wiped out here.
I feel like Mayor Cheat, but this Mewtwo is fair. I haven't gotten to run a Mewtwo for so long.
All right, I've got my Kabutops out.
Oh no, X Scissor, I wasn't expecting that. Oh!
Oh!
17!
So 17!
But I think you'll live. God, well, Thunderbolt? Okay, let's try it.
No, super effective because it's water, rock water.
Thunderbolt took it out.
Wow, okay, I was talking such a big game and this Mewtwo is wiping me out. But you know, I don't play with legendaries because I just feel like it's not fair, so.
Well, it's too late now. You only got one left. I can't really make it more interesting. Let's just Shadow Ball the Starmie.
Wow.
Unbelievable, Josh.
Oh, okay.
This is our guest.
Starmie got me, though. Mewtwo's out.
Yeah.
But the Pikachu is around.
Wow. Good
Pikachu
game.
Pikachu takes out Starmie. Good game.
I really thought I was going to be so much faster than your Pokemon, but I guess not. And all my candies went to waste.
Yeah, I still thought you were going to get it. Even with the Mewtwo is better than I thought, to be honest.
Because I've got a very interesting, like, a lot of my Pokemon, you can learn a lot of moves. Like, my Clefairy has Flamethrower and Thunderbolt and Ice Beam. My Starmie's got like Flash Cannon and Psychic and a bunch of stuff. But that Mewtwo, wow.
Good game.
Sorry that I'm retaining the IP for once.
That's okay.
Unbelievable.
It takes me having a Mewtwo to be able to pull that off, so good game.
This has been Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast. My name has been Nintans, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Fiolectabuzz. And thank you so much for coming on the show this week, Rapidaniel.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at DS Golson on everything, on all your social medias.
He's a fun follow, good tweets in general, but then also if you like cars, it's very, very fun.
Please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and review podcasts. Do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts. And do follow us at EXPSharePod on Twitter and Instagram.
And check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where you can do level checks with the other bugcatchers and then eventually take us on. And maybe you can get the IP.
Oh, yeah.
I like having it for once.
Feels nice to retain it for once.
Yeah.
Great to have you on, Daniel, and Bugcatchers. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, great to have you on, Daniel. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was awesome.
Alola.
Alola.
And smell you later.